ABC Radio Australia.
Now, Australia's federal police say they will work with Fiji's police force to tackle the illegal drug trade as part of a strengthened police relationship. It comes among a raft of new measures aimed at elevating the Vuvale partnership between the two countries. Jordan Fennell has more.
In recent years, transnational crime has surged in the Pacific. Now, Australian police officers will be embedded with Fiji's police force to fight it together. In a statement, the Australian Federal Police say they will be focusing on the trafficking of illegal drugs.
The AFP and FPF will explore enhancing cooperation on transnational crime, with a focus on combating trafficking of illicit drugs and opportunities for greater information sharing and surveillance efforts. Specific roles for AFP officers in Fiji in the future will be developed in collaboration with the FPF, working together under the Pacific Spirits of Solosolovaki.
The Lowy Institute's Pacific Islands Programs Director, Mihai Sora, says Pacific law enforcement have become increasingly concerned about transnational crime.
Looking at illicit flows of money, drugs, other kinds of smuggling, perhaps even human trafficking. So, you know, these are really complex areas that do require a great deal of capability and resources. So having that link that those AFP officers would have back to the AFP in Australia would be, I would imagine, a critical part of those investigations and those sorts of police actions as well.
Alongside embedding Australian police officers in the Fijian police force, Australia has also committed $12 million Australian dollars to biosecurity measures and $40 million to bilateral aid in what the Australian government says is an important next step with our Fijian family. Mihai Sora says this use of familial language has become more visible in the last few years.
There are plenty of opportunities, particularly with countries like Fiji, to put a bit of meat on the bones of those sorts of statements where you see Fijian personnel taking a lead role on joint security activities. It's very much part of Australia's broad approach to the region, and it's being taken up very enthusiastically from Pacific countries that are very keen to change the balance in that relationship.
He says since the 2022 China-Solomon Islands Security Pact, Australia has been stepping up its efforts to formalise its ties with Pacific countries.
We've seen new agreements and strengthened agreements with Papua New Guinea, Tuvalu, with Nauru, with Fiji previously, and again, perhaps in the near future. There's an Australian Vanuatu security agreement as well that was signed but not yet ratified. So Australia is really committed right now, this particular government, to really embedding its role as not just the preferred security partner for Pacific countries, but the primary security partner for Pacific countries.
While on a recent visit to Australia, Fiji's Prime Minister Sitiveni Rambuka expressed a desire to formalise the two countries' partnership into a possible treaty.
Perhaps we have reached a point in our Fiji-Australia relationship where our renewed and elevated Vuvale partnership need a further step up to an agreement or a treaty.
Australia's Pacific Affairs Minister Pat Conroy welcomed this statement, and Mihai Sora says a treaty is the next logical move with the Fiji-Australia relationship.
In some ways, either leader would be pushing on an open door if they were looking to elevate the security relationship, to formalise it into a treaty. Just for a bit of context, we know that Australia and Papua New Guinea right now are negotiating a defence treaty, for example, so there's an elevation of another very, very important security relationship for Australia. So maybe for Prime Minister Rambuka, it's a little bit of FOMO, but the broader context is, you know, as I said earlier, that Australia and Fiji are more and more closely working together on regional security issues.
And that was the Lowy Institute's Pacific Islands Program Director, Mihai Sora, speaking there.